direct from the Los Angeles Underground. Open your ear holes for The Superiority Complex, a Guano production. Welcome back to the Superiority Complex, everybody. I can never say the word superiority when I have to. Like, notice at the end, I'll give the email and all that, and I always say, blah, 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 Superiority Complex. I mumble it. Superiority Complex, which I have been told is both a good name and a bad name. Whatever. That's the name. And I'm not going to say it is what it is, because people need to stop saying it is what it is. At the end of the day, that's what people need to stop saying. They need to stop saying that too. Okay, that's enough of that talk. That's enough negativity. I'm coming in here with positive energy, positive. I am doing a rare record. I usually don't like to tell you people when we're doing our recordings, but it is a Sunday, which is unusual. And I had an opportunity to talk to one of my favorite people on the whole earth. And I said, forget football. I want to talk to this person who is staring at me blankly. She's trying not to laugh. It's so awesome. I said, forget football because A, I don't have a pro team, right? There's no team in LA. The Raiders are gone. No way am I going to root for the Raiders. What am I, some sort of degenerate scumbag like my guest who came in rocking? I want you guys to know she came in rocking traditional Indian garb. So that should give you a clue as to who this might be. And a Raiders hat. That is thug. That is straight. That is straight. That's like, oh, that is, yeah, that's thug. Thug life right there. Brown thug. Okay, I'm not a Rams fan. They're gone. Okay? They wait till they leave L.A. to win a Super Bowl. And it is L.A., Anaheim. I'm sorry you guys hate that. But the L.A. Rams played in Anaheim, and they were still the L.A. Rams. So your Angels, which that's another team my guest is a fan of, unfortunately. We're going to talk about Artie Moreno wanting to drop of Anaheim in the name of the Angels. Did you hear about that?
No.
In his bid to – Nina Thomas is my guest, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Remember Nina Thomas? We're going to talk about Nina. But in his bid to renegotiate the contract for the stadium, he wants to take of Anaheim – out of the name, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and just call it the Los Angeles Angels. How do you feel about that?
You know, I think that's awesome.
So noncommittal. Nina Thomas was my first, I always say this, but she was my first, and I put it in quotes, real guest, because I don't want to insult my friend Bobo, who was my first guest. But Bobo and I basically set up two microphones and just babbled for 3 hours, and we recorded what you could describe as one of our telephone conversations. And he was kind enough to help me out. As I've said before, I can't thank him enough because it got me off my butt and doing this podcast, which I had been saying I was going to do for a year before and never got around to doing. But Nina was super, super supportive and was like, I'll help. I'll come in. I was just looking for people to, she was literally, it's like if I were a teacher in class, her hand shot up. I will help. I will help clean the chalkboard. I will dust the erasers. Do they do that anymore?
I think it's whiteboards now.
Is there a school that uses chalkboards?
I don't think so. I think they spray down the board.
And tweet your answer to me. Okay. Tweet it. Nina, you sound great. I'm going to turn up your mic just a little bit because you're a little soft-spoken.
Hi, guys.
There you go. Perfect. So Nina was super awesome. She came in and helped out and couldn't have been a nicer guest. And we got a lot of really positive feedback about your show, Nina. And as a matter of fact, our friend Lauren, who has now been on a couple of shows herself, she's been on the show and then came back and did a couple of other panels and did another episode. She also said that you were a really fantastic guest and she loved it and it really made her feel like she was listening to a real show. So I cannot thank you enough, Nina. So I'm so happy to have you back. So welcome back.
Thank you. And shout out to Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
Now you guys are friends now, aren't you?
Yeah, we're friends on Facebook. We are not real life friends.
No, yet. Facebook friends, that trumps.
Real life friends?
Yes, it does because I don't talk to my real life
friend.
You
know what? I think I know more about her than I would know of her if I knew her in real life. Because we're Facebook.
That is weird about Facebook. And like I've said that before, like Facebook fools you. It fools you into thinking you have a meaningful relationship with someone because you see pictures of their lives and you kind of see their lives unfold before you. Whatever details they choose to give. But sometimes it's also details that you might not get if we were just on a, interacting on a regular, like if we work together.
Yeah.
You know, like I know what you're doing every Friday when your boss decides to let you guys hang out and you have a weird friend that you guys take weird pictures with.
Yeah, you know, it's weird because I never realize, like you always think you're just posting it for your close friends or but, like people you think might find it to be hilarious. And then you like will go somewhere and people will be like, oh, geez, what were you doing on Friday? And like,
yeah. You were just there. My favorite one was of you at the beach and you were wearing like a bright yellow shirt and she was wearing a red shirt.
It was the other way around.
The other way around. Yeah. And you said ketchup and mustard or something.
At the beach.
Oh, follow Nina. You need to have just a page where you now, you know what? I do want to tell you, let you know, or I do want to let the listeners know that, Nina has a, you have a side job, a side gig as a photographer, right?
I do freelance photography and design.
Okay. And they can find that. Is it Nina-Thomas?
It's facebook.com/NinaTStudios.
There you go.
I'm just going to make sure that's correct.
I know you just, okay, I'll talk, but I have linked on, I have it linked on the, I, you know what else I never knew, and I want to do this at the top of the show before you guys turn it off because you're bored. But I never talk about the actual. I talk about my Facebook page, but you can go over to superioritycomplex.podbean.com, and you will hear. You will not hear, but you will see my show page in blog form. And over to the right, we have links. I have links. To several people, I have links to Rick and Rick Solemn and Shakedown Mambo. Rick does our theme music, the opening and closing. So you can go check out Rick's their music there. And then I have links to a couple of people that have been on the show. And I have a link. I definitely have a link to Nina T Photography there. I hope so. Now that I'm thinking about it, gonna go look. But I will put it if it's not there yet. I will put it on. And then I also have links of. Shows that I like or I recommend other podcasts. If you, if this is your first podcast that you listen to, I love podcasting. I think it's, I love podcasts. It's way better than radio. I never liked commercial radio and, I can hear my favorite comedians or sports talk guys and not have to listen to commercials most of the time. Or if I do, it's one commercial for an hour. So, you know, get into some podcasts, but definitely check out our links because it's friends of ours or people that I know who have, interesting websites. And so I believe, Nina, I have your Facebook page linked on there. But was it? Is that what it was? Was it Nina T?
I don't know. I can't check on my phone. But I'll let you know.
What kind of phone do you have?
An iPhone.
Weird. I'll look at my Android in a minute. Anyway, what a jerk. So, Nina, last time you were here, okay, we talked about fitness. We talked about you know, you had this newfound, you were really going after it. And one of the things you talked about was your participation in Krav Maga.
Krav Maga!
Yeah, Krav Maga. And so when we talked, you let me know that I'm a white belt, which I'm very much still a white belt at Krav Maga. But
I'm still waiting for you to come down to the studio.
Well, you know, when I feel like I want to throw up, from just overexerting myself, which, you know, let's be honest. I could do that just getting up off the couch. But when I do want to go down and just visit and see what you go through. And so you now, congratulations are in order because you have achieved what level now?
I am officially a green belt.
Now, if we were assigning numerical levels, what?
Level 4.
Whoa. I just got a hiccup and a burp at the same time. That was weird. Now you posted on your Facebook page that the test or the I don't know what you would call it the test was 7 hours long.
I think it was 6.5. But when we left, the blue belt candidates were still going.
Wow, and that's the next level.
That's the next level.
Okay, so now what? Now that you're a level 4, you're a green belt. Mm-hmm. What should you be, What are your areas of expertise as a green belt? Like, what have you learned that is different from, let's say, a white, let's say, like a level one?
There's more application as far as when you're a level one student, it's more like this is self-defense. So you're learning how to perform the technique. So it's like, here's the technique and this is how you perform the move. So practice one-on-one. Okay, you know you're going to be attacked. You know someone's going to pick you up or, you know, grab your hair or, you know, something like that. And then the higher the levels, by the time you get to level four, there's more fighting. It's more spontaneous. You don't always know what's going on or going to happen. It might be dark a lot of the times. It could be it's more realistic. Mm-hmm. I think they put more realistic scenarios together. So you can kind of get more practical application.
So what, like, walk us through your, so you walk in, it's like, okay, it's you guys, all the candidates for the green belt are in. Did everybody in your class make it or did people wash out?
There were a couple who we thought might not make it because I think one girl got hit pretty good in the head and she has some... What do you call? She's got like vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought she might not make it through, but she made it through. She pulled through.
Whoa.
The test itself was pretty brutal. When you come in, the first 2 hours is just pure cardio.
Mm-hmm.
They don't let your heart rate drop. Whoa. And the first...
I'm already out.
The first 45 minutes, you pretty much feel like you're about to die. The whole time, I just wanted to die, just give up, curl up into a little ball. But you just keep pushing yourself. You just tell yourself you're not going to stop. You keep going. You give everything you have. And it's awesome because you have a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And the partner is pretty much the one pushing you and getting you through. So while it is a lot of willpower, you have to have a good partner that will really push you.
Now, is the partner, are they same level?
Same level.
Okay.
Same level. So it was pretty brutal. And then about 45 minutes into it, my adrenaline just kicked in. And I was so jacked up on adrenaline, even after the test, I was feeling like I could run like probably 10 miles.
And this is after?
This was after 6.5 hours.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What was the most difficult thing that you had to do?
It was just endurance because they push you until you don't have anything left and then they expect you to spar or, do weapon defenses. It's just endurance is the hardest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So how much now is it like, you're going 6 hours, mm-hmm. we'll say 6.5, 7. Are there any periods where they're allowing you to rest or you're just going, going, going?
I think in total we had probably 5 minutes of rest.
Oh my gosh.
And then there was the resting periods then were between the sparring sessions when they had people go one-on-one or 1-2. There were a couple moments where you got to catch your breath, but then they'd throw you right back in.
Yikes. Nina, I'm so proud of you. I don't want you to think I'm distracted. I'm looking at my phone because I'm trying to make sure that your link is up. But that is amazing. That is something that it's like when I went to watch my wife do her first the Spartan race, and I was just like, I was so blown away. That isn't 6 hours. That's crazy. And so, were you doing all the stuff you talked about, like when you were here last time? Did they bring out the shock knives in this test, like during weapons defense?
They don't. I think just the length of the test, they're not that brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just have to keep going. I think that would just be overkill.
How many, now what are they looking for, during this challenge? Are they looking for, you know, to see, are you keeping up your technique? Are you able to, still able to think after, you know, being so exhausted? What exactly are they looking for?
They're looking for number one, endurance.
Mm-hmm.
That you have, like, what's the point of doing a great technique if you don't have the endurance to run away?
Okay.
After you've done your technique. Number two, they're looking for technique, that you're able to execute the the techniques that they teach you, and number three, that you don't give up, because a lot of times in certain situations, your brain will just get, even with as much training that we do in any kind of situation, whether we do it in like a dark back alley or, you know, with the shock knives or whatever stressful situation they put us in, we don't always do the correct technique, but we have to not give up and have the will to pretty much live.
Yeah. That's crazy, Nina. That is insane. Like, I am in awe, honestly. It's so amazing because, it just, I can't imagine, like 6 hours. And you posted a couple of videos and, you know, you're basically sparring. You're basically like boxing with like your partner. I guess it was your partner.
Yeah.
In the video you posted.
No, that was a free for all. We got to fight other people, different guys, different belt levels, like blue belts, which was not fun. That's just like getting a beating for a couple minutes.
That's fun. Yeah, and I watched that and I was just like, oh my gosh, that's so, just doing that, like, you know, for, you know, a few minutes, that would be exhausting. But it's like you're basically, and then you're running off and you're doing other things.
Well, they have you fight one person for maybe like a minute and then they'll call that person off and they'll bring another person in. So you go at least 4 or 5 rounds doing that.
Nina. I don't know. You know what? I kind of want to, I feel like I can push you around because, you know, you're a Raiders fan and you're an Angels fan, but now I'm going to have to think twice about it. And I'm like, you know, 8 times your size, but next time I get lippy with you, I'm going to have to really think about it.
Every time I like go to scratch my head or something, you don't have to flinch.
Yeah, I am. I'm flinching. That's why I put you, you're like, why am I sitting across the table from you? And I made this excuse about having a new microphone. And it's really just because I want to put weapons. I will throw this decorative owl at you if you don't
just
stop.
Use my decorative owl defense.
Yeah, dude, I'll flip this table over and I'll be out the door before, because I have fat guy. I run. I can run. That's my main form of defense. Now, do you ever get to, when people are going for like their level 2 belts, do you get to beat up on them as a green belt? Have you got to participate in any of that stuff?
Well, now that I'm level 4, this is the first time that I can't go to any level 1 or 2 classes.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some overlap. I think some of the fight classes we can go in. So now some of the fight classes we're going into, there's a lot of people who graduated to level 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can fight with them, but those are our specific days. But generally the level 4 classes, I can't fight with anyone who's a level 1 now.
Are you bummed?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really, because I'm more focused on learning new techniques. And it's like being a level 1 again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you think you know everything, and then you get to the next level, and then the blue, brown, and black belts show you don't know anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Brown. You got to get the brown belt.
I'm already a brown belt.
You got to go for that brown belt. You were born a brown belt. Now, you have your Nike. How's that going? How's your Nike?
You know what?
My wife told me you lost it. It died in the shower. What happened?
So I recommended the Nike Fuel Band last
time I was here. You were here. That was one of your recommendations.
Yes.
You're not taking it back, are you?
I'm halfway taking it back.
What happened?
You know, my cousin has one too, and both of our Fuel Bands, they crapped out.
Now, do you shower with them though, right?
I used to.
See, my wife says it's still going strong, and I think she got hers. She got hers 2 summers ago, I think, in Vegas, mm-hmm, when they first came out.
See, my cousin works at the Apple store, and he told me that you can shower with it, you just can't submerge it in water.
Mm-hmm.
So I never submerged it in water, but I had, you know, it's been in water. Like, mm-hmm. So it started to, one day I'd charge it when the battery's low, because you only have to charge it every couple of days, maybe once a week,
mm-hmm,
and depending on how much you check it. And it would not, as soon as I charged it, it would show that it would have a full battery, and then I would put it on and the battery would be dead. So I called up Nike and they replaced it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the new replacement. But I still love it because it is motivating. I do get to check what I'm doing during the days. Like, mm-hmm. I'll be at the office and I'll be looking at my fuel bin. I'm like, oh man, I don't have that many points. I should go outside and go for a walk.
Yeah.
So it does keep me accountable.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's like a Krav Maga partner.
Yeah. I do love
that
it.
That you wear on your wrist.
It is.
Do me a favor, Nina. Turn your mic slightly. There you go.
All right.
Hey, perfect.
Okay. Yeah, so I do love it still. I love it, but I'm not that happy that my first one kind of died because for several months I went without it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How do you feel? So would you recommend it or would there be a caveat now like, hey, don't wear it in the shower?
Well, the thing is, the Nike Man's one of the nicer ones to wear because the other ones are either too bulky or they look kind of funny. And this one you can kind of wear.
It's very sleek.
It's very sleek.
Looks like a really cool.
I like the screen is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a very nice LED screen. My wife loves hers. Hers is still going strong. So, yeah, it might just maybe be the shower thing.
Yeah.
Just don't take a shower.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Just don't take a shower.
I was thinking that.
Well, we're brown.
But the problem is you're not taking a shower and you're getting really active and then people start not calling you back.
Yeah, that's going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, well. You know what? People are overrated.
I don't like them anyway.
No, why? They're just going to turn on you, become Angels fans. Let's talk about your Angels fanness, because I don't really hate the Angels. I just hate their fans. You know what I mean?
I really don't care.
Stop putting up pictures of your beautiful niece. Is that your niece?
Yeah.
She's adorable.
The only reason I do it is because people hate it so much. I have
It is funny because every time you can't put, and I'm such a jerk about it. Any team I don't like, I have to make like a comment, like if somebody wears like a shirt or something. I mean, at the end of the day, who cares? I just said at the end of the day, when you, in the final analysis, who cares? But I can't not make a comment. I can't help myself.
I'm not a competitive sports person. I don't really follow sports all that closely. I just...
You love your Raiders.
I do, but that's more because of my family.
Because mm-hmm. They're thugs.
They're thugs. Word. And so I have a cousin. His name's Jeff, and he's a very big Raiders fan, and he will cut me.
Is your cousin's real name really Jeff?
His name is Jeff.
You're Indian. That's awesome. It's not short for anything?
It's short for Jeffrey.
That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah.
You guys have assimilated. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's like when I start seeing Mexican kids with names like Haley. Like, I'm like, whoa, we've assimilated. We're three generations in. That's it. We're here.
We have some pretty Americanized names.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, that's awesome.
So my Indian cousin Jeff is a Raiders fan.
Well, because we've talked about you being Indian, but not really being...
Indian.
Like you're far enough away from the culture. And I think the tendency is because so many Indian people that live here are like first or second generation. So they're really tied to that culture that I think Indian people are one of the cultures that haven't quite, they're not five or six generations in yet, you know? So it's unusual to, you know, and it's me, being like thinking like I'm so assimilated now that I'm thinking like an American and being like super ignorant about it. You have a cousin named Jeff, but you're Indian. Like, great. I might as well just, forget.
My brother's name is Michael.
That is awesome. You know, I blame my friend Hiddish because he's naming his kids like Arjun and Nikhil. And I'm like, see, so I'm just used to that. So Hiddish, I blame you, man. So, yeah, but Arjun's kids will be named like, this is Bob and
Chris.
Bob and Chris Patel. So you were talking about your brother Jeff or your cousin Jeff.
My cousin Jeff.
Will cut you.
He will cut me if I root for anyone but the Raiders. But somehow he's been a little bit more lenient with baseball, but not really. He loves the Dodgers.
God bless him.
I know. You guys
give him a big hug for me.
You guys are annoying. And
we are, you know, someone, someone just told me, someone, my well, friend of the show, Martin, he's been complaining about how obnoxious fans Dodgers have been this season. And my response is, this season, we haven't won in like, I don't know how long, and we're still obnoxious. It's great.
But I grew up I can see the stadium from my house, and the Angel Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up going to the games, and it's, you know.
It must be nice this season because you get more sleep because that halo's not lit up all the time. Boom. Roasted. The look you're getting. Why are you giving me that look?
Like I said, I'm not very competitive when it comes to that. I just like to irritate my Dodger
fans. It's not really that irritating. It would be more offensive to me if you were wearing Giants gear. I would really be.
Oh, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, that's just, that's awful.
We don't need that kind of.
I really, nonsense. Like, honest to God, I grew up, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the Angels for a second. I grew up going to both stadiums because I grew up right on the border of LA and Orange.
Bipolar?
Yeah, bipolar. And I have I grew up right on the border of LA and Orange County, and we had friends who were Angels fans. So, but I remember going in the 80s, and you could buy like a bleacher seat, like the equivalent of a bleacher seat, and it'd be like a Saturday game, and there'd be like 5,000 people in the stands. And the ushers would just be like, go down front, you know, like to go. And but we used to go because if you were going to go, or somebody would always get tickets because it was cheap. But there was no interleague play back then. So if you were going to wanted to go see, you know, Ricky Henderson talk to himself in the third person, or you wanted to see Frank Thomas, or you wanted to see, you know, anybody from the AL, you were going to go and what is that song? Someone singing. You were going to go to Angel Stadium because you weren't going to see those players at Dodger Stadium. It's the National League Stadium. So we used to go all the time. But it was just the American League to me is just I've always been a National League guy. So I kind of give the Angels fans a hard time because in the last 15 years or so, they've gotten really militant about not wanting to be part of L.A., not wanting to be associated with L.A., or using the, you know, Dodger Stadium's the ghetto and all that. So I like to give them a little, I like to needle them.
I believe in segregation.
You know what? Yeah, as far as sports, you know, segregation as an institution is abhorrent. But as far as if it means keeping Giants, like sports team segregation, I'm all about that. That's fine. Yeah, let's keep the Giants fans. You guys stay in the North. If you can take off your gear, you're welcome to come down and visit our lovely tourist attractions here. You know, come down, see Disneyland, go to Knott's Berry Farm, see the chicken playing the piano, Universal Studios, do all that stuff. Just don't wear your gear and don't talk about it.
So I'm going to my first Dodgers game.
Are you pumped?
I don't know. My cousin's trying to get me to wear all this Dodgers gear.
You know what? You don't have to wear the gear. Just show up. Who are they? Are they playing the Giants?
No.
Because they have a series coming up with the Giants.
I don't know who they're playing.
And if you're playing the Giants, you are going to see Dodgers fans at their worst. It's going to be awesome for you. You're going to love it. It's going to be every stereotype you've ever heard about Dodgers fans in real life. You're going to love it. Unfolding before your eyes. Friday, it might be the Diamondbacks.
I think that's who they're playing. They have the
Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's good because the Diamondbacks are in second place for the National League right now. And I think we have a 10-game lead. We lost to the Reds yesterday. We're trying to avoid the sweep today, but I think we're 10 games out in front right now with 20-some left to play. So this is a perfect time for the Dodgers to just hit a nice little losing streak. If it happens, don't blame me.
It'll be like going to the zoo and seeing the animals.
So oh, thanks.
It's going to be a nice little field trip.
Is that what you think? Yeah, well, it won't be Pinot Grigio and sushi. And golf clapping when there's a home run.
I like sushi. There's nothing wrong. There's no crime against liking sushi.
There isn't, but not at a ballpark, for God's sake. This isn't Glen Ivy. You know, we're here to watch baseball. There's not going to be lasers and T-shirt cannons and monkeys.
Well, then I don't want to go. Yeah. What's the point of baseball?
Well, yeah, you have to actually watch the game when you're at Dodger Stadium, which is another reason I think the Angel fans hate it. It's like, we have to watch what's going on. Like, you see people keeping score in the stands? Yes. Yes. Two things you're going to see at Dodger Stadium. You're going to see people keeping score, and you're going to see people with radios, at least for the first three innings, because they want to listen to Vince Scully. So you might see that. Don't be alarmed. It's just people wanting to watch baseball.
Okay.
Now, we like to talk about nerdy stuff on the show, so I know all the nerds right now are getting – they're itching because we've been talking about baseball for 5 minutes. So let's move on to something. And one thing I wanted to touch base with you on, Nina, was since you now you are a pretty regular listener to the show. I think you've listened to pretty much all the episodes. Is that true?
I'm catching up.
I like to pretend.
Yeah.
No, you really. I mean, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I know, but you eventually catch up, and you always have feedback.
Yeah.
Or you always like stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you've given me feedback about it is that you've actually started taking some of the recommendations that we've done on the show.
Oh my goodness! Yes, I've watched so many shows.
So awful. It's so cool in a way, but it's
could accomplish a lot more in my life.
Yeah, you would be a level 13 Krav Maga if it wasn't for the superiority complex. So one of the first things you got into and you were very excited about was you started watching Doctor Who, which we are big fans of. So how far are you now? I know you're catching up, but how far are you now?
I finished all the everything on Netflix.
So you just need to catch up on season 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've been through 3 Doctors already.
How do you feel? Like talk to me about the initial. You talk to me about your initial.
At first, it's a little bit like I feel cheated because it's like you get used to the character, mm-hmm. and then he's not there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's a different doctor, and they all kind of have, I mean, it's the same overall personality,
yeah.
but a little different quirk to each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I got used to them, and then they take away some of the main characters like Rose, and
yeah, yeah.
and then I find out that he's kind of like a player. And every couple of episodes, it's a different girl.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, you know, it's funny, and you're watching it in like this compact form.
Yeah.
So it really seems like, well, he got rid of her quick, but it really was like, you know, they were together for like.
Well, I don't like watching shows like that.
Yeah. Like,
I have to watch everything at once.
Yeah. My wife and I just started watching Sons of Anarchy, which I don't recommend you watching because.
Oh, I already did.
Do you watch it?
I watched everything on Netflix.
Isn't it nuts?
I like it.
It is the best worst show is what I tell people.
Pretty much.
It's not a great show, but it's you want to keep watching.
I like that one more than I like Breaking Bad.
Do you really? You like Sons of Anarchy better than Breaking Bad? I haven't gotten out of the season 1 of Breaking Bad, and I'm waiting for it just to be done so I can watch the whole thing and do it that way. Because I'm the same way. I've gotten used to, like, watching. Because when I watched Doctor Who, I watched everything I could get my hands on, and then.
I think Breaking Bad just hits too close to home.
For you?
For me.
Being a freebaser?
Yeah.
Well, you're a Raiders fan, so we can all tie it back to.
So, but yeah, I like Sons of Anarchy. I
want
to be an old lady.
Let's be real. I call my wife and my old lady. I put a couple weeks ago, I put my status update. I put watching Sam Crow with the old lady, and my cousin who doesn't watch just wrote, my cousin Margaret wrote, I'm going to slap you. And she was serious. I go, what's wrong? She goes, don't call your wife your old lady. She was so offended.
Yeah, you have to kind of watch the show.
But there, and let's be real honest, if we're going to I would recommend it to a certain type of person, but there is some stuff that is really brutal.
Yeah.
Really, really, you're dealing with, really I don't even know the word. I mean, and I know we're thinking of the same couple of things that happened. I mean, you're dealing with really, 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 really adult and
content.
Adult content, and you're dealing with some really heinous subject matter sometimes.
Right.
Beyond just the murders that take place on a regular basis.
Right.
There's some really heinous stuff. So just be careful if you're gonna get into it. It's the character, it's funny when you watch it that, because I was telling Nicole, so much of that show is based on somebody just happens to be somewhere at the right time to see something happen or hear something or overhear something or... Oh, I was just standing here and they delivered this letter and I'm going to open it and it's going to now this story arc for 3. But I don't think you'd notice that if you watch the show over 5 years. But when you watch it, like Nicole and I literally cranked it out in like less than a month.
Yeah.
We were doing like 3 episodes a night.
Yeah. I got into the show because actually a friend of mine is in one of these motorcycle clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So I just was curious because he doesn't say much about it. So I was like, now I understand why you joined.
Wow. Yeah.
And he's like, it's nothing like that. And I was like, sure. Sure. I'm like, do you need to go put your cut on and go make some deliveries?
Go make a delivery. I'm going to Lodi. I'll be back. I'll be back later. So back to Doctor Who now. Now you're watching it, you know, in sort of this compact form. So you're getting all of this information very, very quickly. But did you, what did you like about the show? What made you keep watching initially?
It was just, I think it was like creative. I think, you know, the beginning part was a little slow for me.
Mm-hmm. I had trouble with, honest to God, that first season.
And I was like, some of it was a little cheesy.
Yeah, it's very cheesy at first.
But it was creative. It's not something you watch on TV every day.
It's very different from any other show out there, for sure.
But at the same time, they kind of, every now and then, they tie everything together. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool. I like when shows do that.
Yeah. And for me, it's just the main draw of that character is I've always liked a character who can think his way out of a situation. And so many times it comes down to, yeah, sometimes he's using things that that wouldn't, like, like if you were a regular human being in that situation.
Like your screwdriver.
Yeah, yeah, like a sonic.
I totally need one of those.
A sonic screwdriver. I went, I ran into these people the other day. I don't know what, I just made like an offhand comment about, I wish I had my sonic screwdriver. I don't remember where I was. And it was these four kids. They just looked like regular, like, you know, like teenagers. And I made a joke. And one of the girls is like, oh, my God, and pulls out a plastic sonic screwdriver out of her purse. So I was like, there you go. That's a Whovian for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't work in the real world, but you carry one anyway.
I also like the idea that they travel in anywhere in time and space,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of cool. Because, I mean, what would you do if you had a time machine?
Let me ask you, where would you go? Would you go history or would you travel to the outer space?
I think I'd do history,
mm-hmm.
because you already know what's going to happen.
Where would you go?
I don't know. Would I go to, like, Bible times, or would I go to, like, right before, like, you know, like, right as Apple's starting up and, like...
invest in it?
Invest all my money?
Or would you back to the future and go, like, 25 years ahead and write down the next 25 Super Bowls, the next 25 World Series, 25... Kentucky Derby, and just go to Vegas and just start laying odds every
year.
There you go.
That would be me.
You can biff it. That'd be awesome.
Nice.
And then you can marry Marty's mom, and then that whole thing, you know. It's an intriguing, and it's a smart show because they really ensure the fact that it can basically run forever. Like, it's basically, you get a new actor every few years.
There's no limit.
There's no limit to where you can go. But I think the fact is that I think what keeps you coming back is that relationship between the doctor and his companion, I think, is really that's the whole crux of the show. And I think that's what draws, boys like it, guys like it because it's adventure and there's space and lasers and stuff like that. And girls like it because every girl I talk to always talks about how heartbreaking it is. Like, oh my God, poor Rose. Like, you were sending me these...
So what does it say about me if I like the action and adventure?
But that's cool too. I mean, that appeals to you. But you were sending me these texts like, are you kidding me? Rose gets stuck in the alternate universe. Spoiler alert. But people who listen to this show know. But it was really funny because I get these random texts from you. I like Martha. Like, just like, you know.
That's my homegirl right
there. I like Martha too. Yeah. I think she's underrated. She got such a short season and then she just...
I mean, hello, you're a doctor in a hospital, and all of a sudden you're on another planet.
Yeah. How do you not want to just...
That's a lot. She handled that well.
Yeah. And I think Martha, for me, Martha, easy on the eyes. I think she's an attractive lady. Apparently she's on the British version of Law and Order, is what she does now, yeah.
Really?
But she's come back. And you like the accents, I'm sure.
I love accents.
So you're all done with Netflix, so you need to get... Now, let me ask you a question. Do you want to borrow season 7?
Yes, I do.
I have... do you have a Blu-ray player?
Yes, I do.
I have season 7, part 1. My wife just started part 2, but I will lend it to you today.
Oh, my goodness.
You can borrow it.
My heart's about to explode.
All right?
That's good.
Okay.
That's good right there.
All right, word. Now, you're going to have to find... There's one special called The Snowman that isn't on there that you're going to have to find.
Why is that? It's just a mystery.
It's a Christmas special because they do the one Christmas special. Mm-hmm. And this Christmas special is the bridge between season 7 part 1
mm-hmm.
and season 7 part 2. So you kind of have to know what happened in there, but I don't have it. But you can at least get a little further with season 7 and find out what's going on.
Sounds good.
Because you left when, what happened at the end of season 6? I can't remember what happens at the end of season 6. They all run together.
Well, it was like, I think they were... He was going to kill himself. Wasn't that the last part where he himself comes like, who was in the astronaut suit? It was.
Oh, yeah. It was River when she was a kid.
Yeah. And they were trying to stop all that from happening.
That was a good arc.
Yeah.
With the silence. Silence was all creepy, wearing their suits.
Yeah.
Now, what other shows have you picked up since started?
Okay, so I picked up Battlestar Galactica.
Yes!
And I actually surprisingly really, really loved it.
It's a good show, wasn't it?
I loved it. And I even went so far to watch Caprica, which I didn't like.
Yeah, I've heard. But they just did a one-off called, I think you can find it on Netflix. It's called Battlestar Galactica Blood and Chrome.
Great. Now I'm going to be addicted to this.
No. It's a one little one shot. I think it's like a little miniseries of maybe like an episode. I think they did it as like a movie. Mm-hmm. But it's basically Adama when he's young in the first Cylon War.
Okay.
It's a little story about him like in the first Cylon War.
That one was, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I was very shocked that I liked that.
Well, the thing is, I think with you see it's like this space show at first. And then you find out it's about religion. It's about politics. It's really well, you know, there's a lot of theology in there. And there's like, you know, you basically have, monotheists fighting polytheists. It's really everything that we're doing in America right now in like a post 9/11 world. Cause there's so many allusions to like, oh my God, they look like us and they're infiltrating us. And like, they could attack at any time. And there's.
And the whole idea of the, what was it? The six?
Yeah.
And that was crazy. That was a really crazy twist.
Yeah, I think. Spoiler alert.
Finding out who those six were.
Yeah, we don't talk about that show enough on here, but definitely, if you have not started watching it, watch Battlestar Galactica. It is fantastic. It is really, really good. One of the best shows in the last, 10 years, I would say. Definitely worth watching. It was running at the same time as Lost, and I think Lost got more of the heat, you know, more of the, like, oh, let's watch this show, but I think Battlestar Galactica was the better show. I like That's Lost.
Kind of like Lost in Space,
which is a different show from the 60s. But it is. And Lost, I think Battlestar was one season ahead. And for a while there was a whole thing where they were kind of doing very similar plot lines, and it was really, really weird. But yeah, check out Battlestar. I'm glad did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing.
A lot of people kind of were dissatisfied with the ending. Did you like the ending? Without giving away any spoilers, did you?
You like, know what? I did like the ending.
Yeah.
I did like the ending.
I think the only thing that left me weird was like, what was the deal with Starbuck there at the end?
Yeah. Like, that was my one question.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the six were revealed.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of wondering what's going on. But I don't want to give too much
away. Yeah, don't give too much away. But yeah, what about one of the six being Indian? Were you pumped up about that?
She was Indian?
I think so.
I think that's really racist. I don't think she's Indian. I think she was just brown.
No, she was Indian.
She was Indian? Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm a bad Indian.
I don't know if she was. I just assumed because she's brown. I know she wasn't Latin.
My mom always like points out when she sees other Indian people. I'm like, that's weird, Mom. Like, no, white people don't do that.
Does she stare at them?
She's like, look, that girl's Indian. I'm like, Mom, we're Indian too.
No, you know what? My buddy Hiddish had a great thing. I asked him when they moved to Northern California, and I asked him, you know, it just came up. He goes, man, there's so many Indians here. They don't even stare at you like they do when you're in Southern California. When you see them in Costco, you always get the Indian stare to see if they were Indian. So he said, that doesn't even happen. He said, there's so many of us, nobody even pays attention when we're.
You just like, lock eyes and you wait for the head bump.
Yeah, just like the.
No, like this. Not up and down, up side, and to, side to side. This is the Indian head bob. This is, you know, the head nod everyone does.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Why do Indian people do the side to side?
Because it could mean yes, it could mean no, it could mean we'll see. It's so non-committal.
I need to make that a gif of you just doing that. You look like the little dolls in It's a Small World.
Yeah.
This is my most racist. This is the most racist I've been since I realized I'm racist against Indian people.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. You're bringing it out.
I don't like them either.
I just referred to you as a doll from It's a Small World. I thought you would have a name, you know, a weird name. I was shocked you had a name, Jeff, a cousin named Jeff.
My name is Nina Thomas.
Yeah, but
how are you shocked that my cousin's name is Jeff Matthew?
I don't know. Nina Thomas. That is a good name, though. It's perfect.
It's like a secret agent name.
I like Nina because it's a cool name, but it sounds like it could be Indian. Like, it sounds like they could just call you that. Like, it. You know what Nina means in Spanish?
Girl?
It means godmother. Niña is, Niña is, with the Enya is, mm-hmm. is girl. Nina means godmother.
Oh.
My Nina. So I have a Nina, my Becky, who you guys heard on my family reunion episode, which you'll catch up to that eventually, but yes. That's how you say godmother. So you watch Battlestar. You told me you were going to start watching it and I never checked back in with you.
I loved it.
So how long did it take you to crank that out?
Probably less than a month.
Yeah, it goes fast.
Less than a month.
And dude,
I'm one of those who not only likes to keep something on while I'm doing stuff, I will, before I go to bed, I'll watch like two or three episodes.
That's me. That's me right there. So that's what Nicole and I would get home and we'd just crank out like three episodes. And then when it was getting close to be like the end of a season, we'd be like, there's four episodes left. Ah, let's just do it, you know?
Yeah.
So we got through Sons of Anarchy in like a, and now we did it too quick. And so we're waiting for it starts on the 10th, I think. The 10th of September. So
I think so.
That is going to be Tuesday at 10 o'clock, everybody. This will have already, it will already have aired by the time you hear this because we have an episode in front of you. So your episode will be on the, I have a couple of big announcements and you don't even know this, so you'll have to find out with everybody or I'll tell you after, but I have we're going to change the format of the show just a little bit.
Okay.
It's good. You're going to like it. It almost happened today, but we couldn't swing it, but that's what you get. So what, is there anything else you've picked up from this? Any other bad habits you've picked up from Superior? Let's just talk about how great this show is. Like,
okay. This show is, it's
in a positive way. I'm totally kidding.
It's not the worst thing I've heard.
Good.
No, I really do love the show because I think you have so many people on from so many different, you know,
first of all, I was kidding when I said, let's talk about how great the show is, but honestly, I will say
I was going to pimp your show out right now.
Well, I'm going to take your lead and I'm going to say that, and I said this last episode, you haven't heard it yet because it's still in this recorder. But one of the main reasons is I wanted to do this podcast is I know a lot of people. I have people in my family. I have people that I used to work with. I have close friends. I have like these groups of people that I know, but they don't necessarily interact ever. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't hang out with. So, I know people that are cool. And I think that I'm a people person and I think people have stories. I think, I'm very much, I like social histories and things like that. I think, you know, the greatness of, I'm going to get really corny, but I think the greatness of America, especially, is you have so many people from so many different diverse backgrounds, and we're all trying to live together and get along.
And cue the fireworks.
And cue the... Okay, anyway, but I think that, because I know, like I said, you know, my buddy Hittish, his family's from India, so growing up with him, I get his perspective on things. Or, you know, my wife isn't Mexican, so I have to, like, tell her, like, all the stuff in my family. But I know all these people that I just think are great or funny or smart. And I say, you know what, I wish my other friends knew you, or I wish this person could meet you. And this is kind of my way of introducing those people to each other. And, I mean, like you and Lauren have now, like, you guys are buddies, but I knew you at different times in my life. It wasn't that far off, but you guys had never met. And so now you guys know each other via Facebook.
We're not just friends on Facebook. We're friends on Instagram.
Boom. That's like a double friendship.
That is.
That's it's all these people that I knew that had, that I had worked with at one time or another, showed up on my Doctor Who panel. They showed up to do like an episode or two of those. Now they're friends on Facebook and they're like commenting and sending stuff back and forth. And it's really nice to see that, like, just to know that, like, this weird little community has sprung up around, you know, me talking into a microphone in my dining room. So I think it's kind of like, because I do want, I think there's stuff worth sharing. I think there's, you know, like, hey, you know what, there's people that had maybe never watched Doctor Who like you. And it's like, you know, you hear us talking about it. And it's like, it's one thing if you hear just your friend going, oh yeah, it's a really cool show, you should watch it. But then if you hear people getting together and talk about it,
yeah,
it kind of, you know,
it's opened, the show has really opened me up to things that I may have never been exposed to ever, because I'm very underprivileged.
Well, you're privileged enough to have an internet connection, so that's that's good. But no, I'm really that makes me happy to know that you're hearing things, because I think, and that's one of the reasons I like to have my guests come on and recommend things, because I think that after you spend an hour or whatever listening to this person, you kind of know whether or not this person's kind of in the same wheelhouse as you, or what, you know, oh, I think I'd like, you know, something that this person would recommend. So I've actually had a few people go, oh, hey, I listened to your friend recommended the show, or your friend recommended this song and I listened to it and it's really cool, or recommended a book. And so that really makes me happy, that, cause that was just something I kind of threw in, you know, I just wanted to give like my guests like a little showcase to say like, hey, listen to this, you know, or listen to that. So, I'm really happy that you picked up that stuff, Nina. I'm proud of you, man. You're growing. It's like, you know what? I want you to come in every 6 months and we're going to find out. It's going to be, this is really going to be less about me talking and you about just your personal growth. How do you feel about that?
So the show's about me now?
Yeah, it's always been about you. It's
I know, like, I know.
You know what it is? It's like the Cylons in Galactica. You were there the whole time.
Because I'm one of the six.
That would be, you would be one of the six.
Yeah.
You're going to start.
Let's be honest. If this was Battlestar Galactica, I would be a six.
Yeah, you'd be hearing all along the Watchtower right now. We'd be talking and you'd get this far away look. And I'd be like, I'd be trying to put like this Raptor together. I'd be like, with my socket wrench, you know. And you'd just be like, have this far away look. And I'd be like, what's up, Thomas? Are you not paying attention to me? And then you'd be like, what? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm just not feeling well.
I just hear this music all over the place.
No, you wouldn't tell me.
Oh.
So who was your favorite character on Battlestar? Let's go back to that real quick. Who did you like?
I like Starbuck.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like that fighter, I do what I want attitude.
She would very much be a Krav Maga.
She would. I've seen her use some Krav moves.
Is that true?
Yeah, I've seen in the show. Like when she would fight, she'd throw some moves in there.
Nice.
And I was like, those are some nice moves.
They're
some
nice moves
right there.
I like your moves.
I like your moves.
do you ever walk up to somebody in class and be like, I like your moves? You ever do that?
Yeah.
Do that. Will you do that? Do that for me. Just be like, I like your moves. And just leave it like that. Just walk away. Who else did you not like anybody? There's a lot of annoying characters on that show.
What's that guy's wife?
Callie?
Oh, yeah. I didn't. She was kind of annoying. But, I mean, who's the second in command?
Colonel Ty. Oh, Ty's wife.
Yeah.
Ellen.
Her wife.
Ellen.
Her wife. His wife. She was pretty annoying. I did not like her.
Yeah. And she had, her character had an interesting twist too. So
yeah,
we won't talk about that.
We won't talk about it.
Yeah. What about my man Adama, man, the first Mexican in space, hanging out.
He was all right. There were times that his stubbornness irritated me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like. I'm not so good with names. Who was the guy,
typist?
No. The guy who this pretty much was all about. The guy who was seeing the Cylons and
Lee? Adama?
No. The guy who was like
seeing, oh, Baltar.
Yeah, Baltar.
Baltar, Gaius.
He was annoying.
Yeah, he in the original show from the 70s, he was more just like he had like ratted out humanity and like he was actually working with the Cylons and was like their human, like, so.
And in this one, he's more like, whoops.
Sniveling. He's sniveling and conniving and manipulative.
He has no backbone.
Yeah, and it's, you really want him to get his comeuppance in the show. And the whole 6 seasons, you're just like, let's get this guy. And just, yeah.
And his long hair, his long hippie hair just bugged me. I wanted to take some scissors.
It's not even long hippie hair. He's got that long, like the long hair of an intellectual that like thinks he's like a rock star.
Yeah.
Which is more annoying than a hippie.
But I found myself actually liking a lot of the Cylons.
Yeah. In a weird way, you do. And you kind of get them. You understand what they're about. And you understand that they're just like, you know. But yeah, at the same time, they're like wiping out humanity. So it's cool, man. It's a really cool show. And there's a lot of levels to it. And it's really great. And I'm glad I got into, I think, two or three seasons in. So I really had to wait for that payoff. Like I had to tune in every week and I was watching it. And so.
See, I feel like if you watch a show that way, you really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a lot of dedication and commitment.
Yeah.
I don't have commitment issues, so I like to watch everything
and then just cast it aside and then you're done with it and absorb it. Is there anything else you've picked up from
I don't know if it was from here, but I remember when I came to see you at work one time, one of the girls made a recommendation to watch Firefly.
Oh yeah.
And I did watch it. It's a very short-lived show.
Very, like 12 episodes.
And I liked it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Joss Whedon, really good. And we don't talk about enough about that show on here, but did you watch the movie?
No, there's a movie.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to lend you that, too. It's called Serenity. So it, like, wraps everything up for the character.
So is this before or after?
It takes place after.
Okay.
So it picks up right where the show is. Like, this, and then Oh, you got to watch it.
Yeah,
and then we're going to have to get a report from you. So don't let me forget today, you're going to leave with season 7 of Doctor Who, okay. Season 7, part 1.
And Serenity.
So, Nina, do you have anything you want to recommend this time around?
I think those are my recommendations, Battlestar Galactica and Firefly. Those two are good. Do not watch Caprica.
Yeah, I heard it was terrible because I heard it's just like I heard it's like a soap opera.
It's almost like a teenage soap opera.
Ugh! Yikes! Yeah,
it's like one of those teen
like things. Something on the like, CW.
Yeah, like one of those, but with silence.
Are there any good teen? Are there any good one of those? Or is there anything else you're watching that I should? Because you held out.
Right
you
now.
Held out on Sons of Anarchy. You never told me about that.
Yeah.
Actually, friend of the show, Phil, who was up. I think he was the episode after. A couple episodes after you, he has been on board since day one with Sons, and he kept telling me to get into it too. And I finally was like, "All right, Phil, I'm gonna watch it," and it was great. So thank you, Philly. There's a little shout out for you. I know he listens; he's a faithful listener. So
yeah, right now there was one show that I did watch, and I wasn't sure how I would like it because it was done by Netflix. I think it's Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about it.
And that was, it's very well done. I was very surprised because Netflix suggests all these things that you might like based on what you've watched.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was another Netflix one, I forgot what it was called. It ended up being about vampires.
Oh, was it Hemlock?
That one, yeah.
I heard that was terrible.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And of course I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it would turn around, but it didn't. And that was like a teenage.
I'm going to give you a recommendation right now. I'm going to recommend, and everybody knows about this, but check out Sherlock, just called Sherlock. Mm-hmm. It's by the same guys that it's Stephen Moffat who's doing the current seasons of Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a modern retelling of Sherlock Holmes. And there's only 6 episodes. They're 90 minutes each. Okay. So it's like a little movie. Check it out.
I will check that out.
That's going to be, you can crank it out.
And like, right now I'm watching, I think it's called The Killing.
Mm-hmm.
Who killed Rosie Larson?
It was on it's on AMC, right? I think it's an AMC show.
I think it is. It's another one that, Netflix has been recommending.
Mm-hmm.
So far it's good. It actually, I actually like it because you think you know who it is. And then when you find out it's not them, then you think you know who it is again, and then you find out it's not them. And the second time I was pretty much convinced. So we'll see. I'm still trying to figure out who it is.
But you know what I like about you is all these shows that you're recommending are the ones that you like. You're pretty much open to anything that's good, as long as it's good.
I have no niche at all. Like I will watch anything and everything as long as I like it.
Yeah.
If I like it, then cool.
I'm proud of you, Nina.
Thank you. I'm very open-minded.
That's very good. No, I'm so happy that you just, from listening to the show, you decided, I'm going to give Doctor Who a shot. Because I don't think we had ever talked about it. I don't think I ever told you, Nina, you need to watch the show.
No, I think you just kept talking about it. And I was like, okay, I want to see what this is.
See what these freaks are talking about.
I don't know if I'm going to be joining a cult or what.
You have, though.
I know.
You kind of do.
I know, and it's weird because I get all the I would see all these Doctor Who jokes on like Facebook or the internet, and now I actually get them and I laugh. And it's like before I was like,
"Well, that's dumb."
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Or you see the shirts, like there's so many shirts and stuff, and like you walk around and then like sometimes they're very subtle. Like I have a one that's, everybody's got the keep calm. I have one that says keep calm and don't blink. Yeah. And people are like, what does that mean? And I'm like,
the angels.
If you know, you know. Did that? You know what episode was even, to me, because that's the one that everybody says is the scariest for them, is the first one of the angels. You know which one was even scarier to me? The one with where they're on that bus and they're on the planet where they can't, where they have to be shielded from the sun.
Oh, is that a bus?
Or is it like a transport?
Like it's a transport.
Yeah, and that things on the outside attacking him, and then all of a sudden that lady starts.
Yeah, it starts mimicking. Oh, yeah. That's whenever something starts to mimic, that gets a little creepy.
I had to like turn all the lights on. I was like, I'm not watching this show, man. Yeah. That was a creepy one for me. That was like,
you know, I think the longer I watched it, the more I started to like it because of episodes like that.
Yeah, they'll just throw in a super scary one.
The other one that I liked was the one where the kid was drawing everyone and they get trapped, because you kind of start to wonder how are they going to get out of this situation, because it was Rose that was trapped, right? So how do you even know what to do?
I think it was Martha.
You're right. It was
Martha that was trapped.
No, it was Rose.
Was it Rose?
It was Rose. No, it was Rose. I'm almost like 30% sure it was Rose.
30%. That's awesome.
Ooh, angels take the lead.
We don't need to know what's going on with your.
Don't worry, guys. The angels are in the lead.
Well, you know, it's about time for them to mount a comeback, because, you know, it's the end of the season, and you know what? Honest to God, I take no pleasure in a team doing poorly for fans that are like true fans that don't really talk a lot of garbage. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of Angels fans I know that are cool. They don't say anything. Like, those are the people I feel bad for.
But
the people that are constantly like talking garbage, I'm like, you know what? I don't feel so bad for you. You know what I mean? So, but I'm going to, in your honor, I will say, you know, sorry, buddy, but there's always room on the Dodgers bandwagon. You got me distracted for a second. Now I'm looking at
scores.
No, I'm not looking at scores. Did you go to a lot of Angels games though, don't you?
From time to time. I think I've only been to like 3 or 4 this season.
You know, let's talk about your job real quick. We're going to go back to your recommendations, but I want to go to your job real quick. You're still doing the graphic design. And now though, I believe you got a promotion. Is that true? Or you have more responsibility?
Yeah. My role has kind of changed a bit. Mm-hmm. Kind of. I went from doing everything to doing everything plus more.
That is awesome.
So, I think last March we were getting to a point where, because maybe I should tell everyone where I work.
If you want to give them a free plug, that is fine.
Sure.
I
work for a print company. It's called Morning Print. The actual factory is located in Seoul, Korea. And here we have an office in Irvine, just me and my boss, and until recently, a new member that we have tricked into working there. and we specialize in printing small format, because if we print anything larger, since we're shipping from Korea, the shipping charges are insane. But so we do like a lot of business cards, postcards, stickers, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started, it was like an assistant's position. I was doing pretty much everything from marketing to customer service to pretty much learning just how to run the business, because this is his first business and he's learning everything. And he's from Korea, so he's learning how everything works here and not just here. Am I on video
right now?
Oh, okay. Are you lying to me?
I would never lie to you, Nina.
Oh, okay.
I took your picture, though, for the...
Oh, okay.
For the show, I got to have a picture for you.
All right.
You look great.
Thank you.
Not in that one. Oh, yeah, that one. That one's good.
Could I at least smile for the picture?
You want? I was trying to take like a candid for you. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I totally distracted you. That was unprofessional.
Yeah. So I was doing everything there. And we got to the point where it was a little hard. I was spread too thin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of like not being able to do anything really with any dedication. So we decided to interview some assistants for me.
So you have an assistant now?
I have an assistant.
Whoa. Okay, let's talk about what the show has done for you. Since last time you were on the show,
it's changed my life.
You're now a green belt. Okay. You're rocking a personal assistant now. You have an assistant at your work. And you've got this great knowledge of like nerd culture. This show has really turned things around for you, Nina.
You know, it was looking kind of bleak for a while.
You were such a pathetic loser before you put those headphones on.
And then you asked me to come be on your show.
See? No, honestly, Nina, like, honest to God, like, you are seriously one of, like, you were just a great person. You have a good heart. You're a good friend. You came out and supported the Superior Art. Sorry, I didn't talk about this yet, but you came out and supported when we walked.
That was awesome.
When we walked for our friends Vicky and Abel for their son, we did the autism walk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we did for their son Joaquin. We sort of walked. We parked so far away from the Rose Bowl.
But remember, you know, the kid was tired.
It was so bad.
We used the kid as an excuse. And you know what? What's sad is last year I think I did 6 races, the Tough Mudder being one of them. And this year I haven't really done so much. I think I've done the Color Run once. I have the Rugged Maniac, which the wife is doing.
Yes.
Yeah, she's doing that too. And
are you guys doing it together?
We're not on the same team, because I'm. But we, I think we're at the same time.
Okay.
So I'm sure I'll see her. And other than that, we did the walk, the autism walk.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be cool because I have a niece who's autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm a supporter of the show, and you guys were supporting Autism Week, and you know.
Yeah, I really do want to do more things like that where we can just kind of get the show involved and, like, you know, just if people are listening, just get people out to help out.
I think we should do a show while we're doing a Krav class.
You know what? If you could swing me going down there with your instructors and not being in the way, but just like kind of demoing, like you take me with you and we walk through. And no, I don't want to get pinned to a mat or anything like that, but just talk to some of the people that would. And you know, if they want to promote it, I will go in and I will bring my recorder and we will go in there and I will talk to the peeps. But I'm not getting punched.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. That's why I knew. I threw down that that gauntlet confident.
I just will let you know, unless there is blood or tears, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, exactly. See, yeah, you get so many. By the way, please follow Nina. What's your Instagram?
It is X5 Prototype.
Please follow X5 Prototype on Instagram because Nina is very, very good about posting all the bumps, bruises, and cuts that she gets on in her Krav Maga class.
As well as every meal I eat.
And every meal.
And but, every niece I have.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of kids in angels gear if you want to call CPS. But seriously, like, follow Nina because she's funny, and but you are very good about you documenting every bump, and some of them are pretty serious. It's not just like, oh, I hurt myself. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I think I had the last one was like a huge knot right above mm-hmm. my eye. I got a nice elbow to the face. I love my partner. She did an awesome job. She really did elbow me in the face.
Yeah. Did it ring your bell? Were you like...
Yeah. I mean, my cousin who I do it with, the one who got me involved into Krav, he's had a concussion. The guys get a little crazy. They get a little crazy. I think, you know, sometimes you got to tell them to keep the power low.
Because
mm-hmm. just one wrong hit and the other person just goes all out.
Yeah.
And it becomes a match of strength.
Yeah, then you get because the other person gets mad, and then then it turns into like
the girls are a little bit more civilized.
Mm-hmm.
usually my bumps and bruises come from accidents.
Yeah. But you have some serious, I mean, you've got some serious knots. I've seen it.
When I first started, I looked like a battered woman because, and you don't notice because you're not really looking at your arms, but my arms would be all bruised up all over the place. People thought I was being abused and I had to, I'm okay. You know, blink twice if something's going on. And I would tell them, no, it's okay. I'm in a self-defense class, actually. I'm learning to defend. So it won't happen. It won't happen.
Nina, do me a favor. Date a guy. I want you to date a guy that you know has a reputation for, like, being kind of like a guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he does land, just go all out and just, like, that would be awesome. Just lay a trap and just be like,
okay.
You know, will you do that?
I'll do it for the show.
Yeah, do it for the show and just be like, I'll do it for the show.
It's the only reason I do anything.
Yeah, but... do for the show. That's a horrible idea. Don't ever get involved with someone like that.
No, you should get help if you're in that situation.
Yes, that is not something to make light of. But no. It would be like, that's what I want. I just want that kind of justice where the guy just like messes with the wrong, like he's at a club or something and just like puts his hand on the wrong lady and she's like, just crop my guy. Just, like,
I do a nice little wrist lock and bring him to the ground.
How confident do you feel like now that if you were in a situation like that, like you told the story of being in the parking lot, like somebody shadowed you in the parking lot and you were really worried. Now, if that situation were to happen today, like how confident are you that you could at least, if he was able to, you know, sneak up on you and, you know, maybe get a hold of you, how confident are you that you could break away and, cause you told me that the whole point of Krav Maga is to be able to survive to fight another day.
Yes. The more I've done it, the more I realize it's to also heighten your senses so that you avoid those situations.
Mm-hmm.
When you see people are looking shady or, you know, you can't really tell what's going on, you know, to get out of there as soon as possible. But I feel a little bit more confident.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say a lot because... as much as we train, there's no way to train for that moment when someone's got a knife or a gun or is trying to, you know, do something.
Yeah.
So I have more tools in my tool belt,
which
makes me more confident.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, a situation where you're out and someone just gets, you know, handsy, tries to grab your hand or arm or something like that, that situation I would feel much more confident.
Mm-hmm.
Where I know they're not armed with a weapon, but if
just somebody being obnoxious,
someone being obnoxious.
You could probably give them enough to scare them off and let them know they're not to mess with you.
I would teach them not to judge a book by its cover.
You know, because you're not a big.
Thank you for calling me tiny.
Well, how tall are you?
5'4".
Yeah, you're not a big.
I'm not really. I'm 5'3¼".
Yeah. You're not a big girl, you know, you're not, you're tiny. So yeah, I could, you know, but I can just imagine that rage coming out, brown rage.
Yeah. And that's what they want.
Yeah.
They want that aggression.
Just to that latent aggression that's in there.
Cause if you forget everything, just, they always say, be like a cat in, you know, that you're trying to get into the bath.
It's
a good visual, right?
Yeah. It's perfect.
It's like you just limbs go flying everywhere, make yourself heavy, like, always go for the groin.
Yeah.
Always.
We talked about that last time.
Always.
Try to kick through the person.
Yeah, unless it's a girl, that's not really effective. I mean, it hurts.
It was on Sons of Anarchy.
It hurts. It does. It hurts.
Remember?
But, you know, you can cripple a man.
Oh, yeah.
Cripple. And there have been times where I've been sparring a guy and barely just tap. You could hear the contact with my foot in the cup and you could see the pain. You can see it.
Yeah. No, that's not cool, man.
No. I mean, it happens.
I'm not forgetting.
It happens.
No Krav Maga for me.
I was totally joking. You should come by.
Nope. Yeah, and spar with you? I know the first thing that's going to happen. So we're going to go. Was there anything else you wanted to recommend, Nina? Because you've already done the recommendations.
Yeah, I think I'm good for now.
I wanted to just make sure that you have. How's that? Is that better?
That's better. Oh, I can't hear myself, though. Which is nice for me, but I don't know if that's going to be an issue on the recording.
Can you hear yourself now?
Testing. I can hear myself now.
Okay. I made a late adjustment there. Now you sound great.
Smooth.
Smooth jazz?
Smooth jazz.
Okay, well, Nina, this has been awesome. It's it went by so fast. I just looked at the clock. It didn't even seem like we were talking that long.
Oh, wow.
That's because I did most of the talking. So, Nina T. Photography, I did check. You are on my... If you go to superioritycomplex.podbean.com, that's the official show page, which I never hype, but I have links there. You will see Nina T. Photography, and you can also find her on... I think I liked your page on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can like your page from the show page, from the Superiority Complex. I can't like other pages. Mm-hmm. But... I wish, you know, go to that page and throw your link up there for me.
Okay.
And get people to share it on there. And then, you know, just be like, hey, go here.
Yeah. And if you follow me on Instagram, friend me on Facebook and send me a message. Because I try not to add people I don't really know.
Oh, okay. Did you know me to throw that out there?
I am happy for your followers to follow me. But okay. I'm not cool with random people.
Yeah, it's weird because
it's a little creepy.
I'm starting to get people on the Superiority Complex page on Facebook giving me likes that I don't know in real life. And it's, you know, there's no link to my actual page, you know. So I just try to keep that separate, you know.
Yeah.
But it is weird to go, oh, this guy likes me, and I don't know who that person is, you know, because, like, my first, like, 100, you know, my first, you know, 90 likes or whatever were all people that I know, you know.
Well, I'm not too comfortable with just random people. Like, I'm not your listeners. I mean, just random people who don't know me from anything or have never, you know. Because I do post a lot of pictures of my nieces.
Yeah, I try not to friend anybody I don't know in real life.
Yeah.
But if
it's a listener, I'm okay with that. So just friend me on Facebook so I can stalk you first.
There you go.
Before you stalk me.
Mutual stalking. Yeah. No, you can never be too careful, which is why you're taking those Krav Maga classes.
Exactly.
So, Nina, is there any final thoughts, words, analysis, Battlestar? You're just staring.
My mind just went completely blank.
You literally just gave me like nothing. You gave me nothing back, Nina.
I gave you everything I had when I got here, so.
You're all tired now from.
I'm tired.
Are you?
My shoulder hurts. I feel like this has been very strenuous.
Okay, we're going to go. I'm going to walk on Nina's back. So, guys, again, please follow the show on Twitter at Soup Complex, S-O-U-P Complex. Write us at SuperiorityComplexShow@gmail.com is always our address. And Facebook.com/Soup Complex. And Nina's taking a picture of me, but I'm a professional. Did you see what shirt I'm wearing today, Nina?
Yes, I did.
Who is it?
Captain Planet, America, green guy, blue guy.
It's America
Arrow,
guy.
Katniss.
It's America guy. By the way, I'm going to recommend something to you right now.
Okay.
Because of Katniss, meaning Hawkeye. The Hawkeye, they're on issue 12 or 13. But they're writing a series called Hawkeye, and it's about the guy you call Katniss. And it's a comic book series. I think it's Matt Fraction is writing it. But it's basically Hawkeye when he's not part of the Avengers. Hilarious. You need to read it. Even if you don't read comics, I recommend it to anybody. Crazy, really funny. And there's one episode that is done from the perspective of a dog. So the whole entire episode is a dog watching what's going on in Hawkeye's life. But you need to read it. It's really, really funny.
That's
so,
like that show that my nieces watch, Dog with a Blog.
There you go. They ripped off Dog with a Blog. Is that on Disney Channel?
I think so.
My daughter's trying to get into those live-action Disney Channel shows, and I'm a little trepidatious about it. But Nina, we will say goodbye. And Nina T. Photography, look her up, X5 Prototype, but please friend her on Facebook first so that she knows you're a listener.
And not Stranger Danger.
Yeah, give her a shout-out. You don't know who my listeners are. I don't let them friend me. They can like this page all they want. I don't give anything else. But they can follow us. That's going to do it for today, guys. Again, Nina, thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
You're always wonderful.
Stay brown.
You stay brown. You're welcome anytime. And again, next time you hit another level, what's your your date? What's your target date for getting to the next level?
I'm 3 months away from a pretest. So there's 3 pretests before the blue belt test.
So when is blue belt test?
It's 1 year from now.
So in a year, you know, we'll have you back before a year.
Yeah.
We'll have you back before a year. But we definitely want to hear how you're doing because it's amazing. So for my friend Nina Thomas, we will say, as we always say, this transmission ends now. We were just kidding about this transmission ending now because Nina, I cut Nina off and I meant to go back to it too. Nina is such a good employee. She wants to finish talking about her job. So Nina, go ahead. This better be the best thing we've ever had because I've never turned the recorder back on.
We make business cards and we put people's names on them. No, we are a printing company and, it's just fun because it's such a small office and I've learned how to do everything from scratch. You had a question?
I was going to say, where can we find, are you online? Is there a presence for you?
It is. It's morningprint.com.
And okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to be doing all the layouts and all that good stuff.
I do a little bit of everything. We don't do design, but we check the designs that come in.
Now your background is in graphic design though, is it not?
Technically it's in art. It's an art, and then I realized nobody wants a painter right now. So all of the jobs that I could find out there in the art field were graphic design.
And let me give you a little hint. This has been a long time in coming, but Rosemary, who was a panelist on one of our Doctor Who panels, RoFlo, she actually designed – I told her I wanted a logo.
Yeah.
And I said, this is basically what I want. So she painted it. She did this beautiful painting for me and she painted it and I gave it to Nina now. And Nina's like, I am going to make this into a logo for you. So, it's going to be a collaboration between two people who've never met, but have both been on the show, just like we were talking about. This is what I'm, so Nina has the actual, copy of the actual painting that was done and she's going to turn it into a logo for the show. So be looking for that in the next 2 years because I'm just kidding. You actually hit me up the other day and you said, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I still haven't done it. But like I said, and Rosemary kept saying that too. Like, I'm so sorry. I told you I'd paint this thing for you. And it's taking me, you guys are doing it for free.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm going to be when you'll get it when it gets to it. I mean, I understand. In putting the show together, there's weeks where I'm like, I'm literally...
I have to come up with more, like, angels pictures before...
Yeah, I want a big halo and a whole... Yeah, yeah, this is the big A.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I want you... Any A... You have my permission. Any A that you see in the superiority complex, you can put a halo around it. Nice. Okay, so I'm giving you that freedom. So just, yeah.
I just realized there's no A.
Exactly. Now, so...
I'm going to add like 3.
Yeah, the superiority complex, but which is how I say it when I can't say it. But I think it's really nice that you want to give your – you actually were like, I never finished talking about this company. So do you want to – do you – I don't even know what you want. I'm going to let you just –
It's not so much about the company. It's just it's
been – It's what you are.
It's what I – it's what you make of it, you know? Yeah. I think a lot of people tend to not like work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you make it fun, it can be fun, you know? So we do a lot of things and like we go on a lot of field trips.
Yeah. Your boss always takes you have all these great pictures.
Yeah. And you know, my assistant has become my form of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I make her dance like a monkey.
I crack up that you make her do these poses and it's kind of cool because, I think she's taller than you.
Yeah.
So
she's actually taller than Beyonce.
So there
did
is
you
like,
know that?
There is like yeah, I didn't know I did not know that, but that you learned it here first. There's this really great there's this really great if you look at the pictures, it's so funny because there's like a really you guys look like a comedy team because you're kind of tiny and she's like all tall and lanky. It's really, really funny. So some of those pictures a great juxtaposition there, like in those pictures where you're like
yeah, we have fun. We have to joke around so we don't lose our mind and kill people.
Well, because you work really, you work a lot. You are, I remember.
Yeah. And it's one of those jobs where there's a lot of deadlines and a lot of angry clients. So if we don't make light of it and we don't have fun, we will lose our minds. I'm not sure that I haven't already lost mine, but, yeah. So That's another thing you'll see if you friend us on friend me on Instagram, is you'll see all of our shenanigans.
It's always on Fridays. You guys get to go on field trips, I think.
Yeah, we were supposed to actually go to the Queen Mary last Friday, but that didn't work out.
Yeah.
So we're going soon.
Yeah, you always, I always look forward to those pictures because you just take the most random, it always cracks me up. So, but Nina, again, so this is the real ending now. We're really going to say goodbye to my friend Nina. But we literally put the mic, we put our headsets down. She goes, I never finished talking about work. And I was like, she's like, do you want to? I said, let's just do another. We've never done that before. So we fly by the seat of our pants here.
We're wearing pants?
Oh, I'm not. I never wear pants.
So just the same.
Yeah, it's just the same.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm wearing shorts though. Okay, so that's going to do it, guys, for this edition, special extended edition of the Superiority Complex. For Nina Thomas, I say this transmission is now.
Bye!